been thinking of this since I was a child, seeing my older brothers being initiates. There was no way I could stay a boy on my own.
The South African government has over the years grappled to stem the preventable deaths associated with the initiation and ordered the shutdown of some initiation schools. Over 500 boys have died over the past 5 years due to complications from botched operations.
That report by Kainebe was presented by Rabiu Al-Hassan, and we have also your comments that you'd like to read at this particular time. To begin with, Nolan Kabwe says, why don't you take them to the hospital where they use the right tools for circumcision than using traditional methods, which is long gone?
Hane Amu Masaba thinks otherwise, Isaac. He says that culture is what defines us. Government should work with cultural leaders to make it safe. In my culture in Uganda, for instance, we do the same initiation.
Yes, I could tell from the name. His name is Umu Masaba. Yes, they are called the Masaba, actually, or the Mbagisu. And Recognize from Ghana says, giving birth wasn't as safe as it is now, so I suggest that they take measures and add some medical methods to make it more safe. We are talking about circumcision here.
And Evan Christopher says that, wow, very nice. This is great news.
Oh, well, anyway, keep the debate flowing. As usual, our Facebook page, DW Africa, is your one and only platform.
Africa on the move.
Now, here is one of the biggest stories on this show and a very positive one. Sit back and relax and enjoy it. Some women living in Kampala, that is Uganda, have broken gender stereotypes and raised eyebrows to work in carpentries, traditionally a male-dominated trade. The women now make furniture such as beds and chairs.
I want to see this all over Africa, of course. And they've taken advantage of savings and loans to start their own businesses. They are also determined to make success or to be successful in this domain. From Kampala, Frank Giga sent this report.
I walk to the roadside furniture market in Insambia, a suburb of Kampala City. Carpenters are fixing chairs, tables and beds. Among them is 30-year-old single mother Majuma Kongola. As she waits for customers, she tells me how she used to work as a waitress. Although it didn't pay as much as carpentry pays her now, she managed to save some money and start selling furniture.
I bought wood and started with one bed, two beds, and now I own many pieces. My business takes